Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of Bible study together as we're thinking about our wonderful Lord, the bread of God which came down from heaven to give life unto the world. And oh, how good it is to taste and see that the Lord is good. How good to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him as Savior, to know the forgiveness of sin, to know the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, to be delivered from the bondage of guilt and shame, to be set free from the control and dominion of sin. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to be a child of God, to watch God work in and through our lives. In our last Bible study, we were reading in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 41, and it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. When it came God's time, beloved, everything moved and fell into place immediately. And as I mentioned at the end of our last study together, it's exciting to watch God's timing and to watch things fall into place when it is the Lord's timing. My sweetheart wife, who has lupus and who has Barrett's disease and osteoporosis and has been very ill for many years, she has to have a vehicle to travel in, that is, she did have. She's now bedbound and at home all the time. But before she became bedbound, she had to have a vehicle she could travel in so that the sun would not get in as much as possible to protect her from the sun. Because every time I'd take her out to go to the doctor's office, why, the sun would make her lupus flare and cause great pain, and for a couple of days she would have to stay in the bed because of the pain that it would cause. And so I was praying for another car. The vehicle that we had I believe it was 189,000, something like that, miles on it, and it was pretty well worn out, was going to have some major work done on it. And I'd been praying for over a year that the Lord would provide another vehicle for us. And I had tried different things to find a vehicle, and everything that I tried, nothing worked. We couldn't find the vehicle that we needed. We even tried out several different ones, but they were uncomfortable for my darling and were hard on her to ride in. And so, finally one day, I was out going to get groceries and do our grocery shopping, and I had come out of the grocery store, had gone up to the signal light, and directly across, straight across, was a car dealer. And the Lord just prompted me to go up and check and see if they had any good used vehicles like what we were looking for. We needed a vehicle that would be a long, that is, a minivan, and a vehicle that would be comfortable for my wife to ride in. It had to be a vehicle she could step up into and step down out of, because other cars, regular cars, you have to pull up to get out, and that increased her pain and made it worse. And so there on the lot was a vehicle like what I had been looking for. It was exactly what we needed. And I had prayed and gone to other places and had not found one. But there was the vehicle that I was looking for. It had only 14,500 miles on it. It looked like a brand new vehicle in excellent condition. And so I took it for a drive to see my wife and to let her ride in it and to get her opinion. And she just fell in love with it. And she said, yes, this is the one we need to get. And so I went back, and the cost was far more than I'd ever planned to pay on a vehicle. But even the financing, the Lord had allowed everything to fall into place with some extra funds that had come in so that I was able to pay cash for the vehicle. I didn't have to go into debt for it. And it was the first time in our lives that we'd ever been able to buy a vehicle and pay cash for it and not have a bill hanging over our head. And so when it's God's time, He lets everything fall into place. He provided the financing. He provided the vehicle. And they would put the darkening on the side windows so that the light would have a hard time penetrating when I took her to the doctor. And it was a vehicle that was far more luxurious than anything we'd ever had or than anything we'd ever expected to have. But when it's God's time, beloved, He can do the best, the very best for us, because He loves us, and He loves to do for us good things, even beyond our expectations. I had never expected to have a vehicle like this, but the Lord wanted me to have it. And so He allowed everything to fall into place so that there was no hitch, no problem, no delay, no circumstance at all involved that would keep me from knowing this was of the Lord. Oh, beloved, Israel had been in bondage for 430 years, but when it was God's time for them to leave, everything fell beautifully into place, and they stripped the land of Egypt of its wealth because the Lord had given them favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. They were glad to give them whatever they wanted just to get them out of the land of Egypt. And so that same day, 430 years after they had entered the land of Egypt, they left the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at the end, verse 41 of Exodus 12, it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. And God emphasizes that twice in verse 40. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And to emphasize, it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, the very day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. Oh, beloved, God's timing is so important. And the Scripture talks about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the fullness of time. That is, when the time was ready, when it was according to God's plan, when it would fulfill His plan perfectly, then God brought it to pass. Oh, beloved, that's the kind of God we serve, a God who does things on time, a God who does things at the right time, a God whom we can trust with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Even when things occur that we don't understand, we don't know what's going on, we don't know what's happening, and we say, Lord, where are you? Do you know what's going on in the life of your child here? Do you know what's occurring? And the Father no doubt smiles and said, yes, child, I know. Just trust me. Just trust me. And beloved, that's what God wants from you and me, that we would trust in Him with all of our heart and not try to figure out everything, but to let Him direct our steps. I remember when we had come home on furlough from the mission field of the Hawaiian Islands where we had been serving, and we came home on furlough to visit our churches, and I had 2 months lined up for visiting churches, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, a different church in every service. And in the first service that we went to in Wilmington, Delaware, in the northern part of the United States of America, there I was ill. I became sick and went in to see a doctor, and he found some lumps in our lymph glands, and he said, "You need to get this checked out. You may have lung cancer." And so I had to cancel all of my appointments, and we had to drive back to Texas, which is in the southern part of the United States, and it took us a day and a night driving straight through to get back to Texas and to the doctor in Texas that had been treating us and had been treating Verna for her health issues. And so when we got back, they tested me for cancer and found out, but before we got back, I'm getting ahead of myself, before we got back, as we were driving in the car, I was having chills. My son was driving, or my daughter, one was on one side, one was on the other. I was in the middle shivering, and I cried out to the Lord, and I said, "Lord, I don't understand. I don't know what's going on, but You've told me in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning me. And so, Father, I'm going to trust You to work this out for my good. And if You want me to have lung cancer, then, Lord, I'm willing to have lung cancer. If that's Your will, I'm willing." And it was as if God had spoken to me out loud. He spoke in my spirit, and He said, "Bob, You can trust me. You can trust me." And, beloved, we can trust Him. When we got back home, ran the test, I didn't have cancer, but the doctor said my energy level was below 20%, and I was headed toward cancer if I didn't get rest. And so we called our missions director, and we had to take off a couple of months. And the doctor radically changed our diet and our lifestyle, which was a tremendous blessing in years to come. And so God knows what He's doing. Trust Him. Beloved, till next time, goodbye.